That'd be his upper chest or collarbone. Collarbone would be more specific.
And these are the
shoulders.
And this is the
Knee and foreleg, upper thigh.
And this is one
foot.
Two
feet.
And if you get down in this position, you say you...
Well, you're sitting on your haunches.
Mm-hmm. Or you say you squat down.
It'll be squatted. Uh-huh. Or squatted down.
What is your haunches exactly?
Well, that... is a term referred to in men and animals both, or people and animals both. When they stoop down and instead of sit on the ground, they bend their legs completely and put their buttocks against their heels or the lower part of their leg. And I think it's a natural protective thing as far as man and animal both are concerned, to protect themselves from either wet ground or cold ground or something there that isn't comfortable.
And this part of your leg is your...
That's your chin.
And say someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
puny.
And someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big and...
He's hale and hearty.
Uh-huh.
Or full of health and vigor.
If he's muscular, athletic, you'd say that he's...
Well, he's masculine and muscular.
He's not weak, he's...
He's strong.
What other terms besides strong? Do you ever use the term stout?
Well, yeah, but not the term stout. I've heard it used both ways, both applied to strength and also to weight or obesity. So in this area, that's sort of a misnomer thing. It's a double meaning deal. It doesn't pin it down unless you know who and what they're referring to.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper much, you say that he's of what kind of person?
Well, jovial.
Mm-hmm. And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs, you say that he's...
Well... lanky, growing like a weed, prior to developing, fitting in.
Dropping things and stumbling, you say that he's...
At the awkward stage or clumsy.
And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plane.
Well, misfit or psycho.
What about fool?
Well, it occasionally, usually that term here is applied to somebody that is mishandling his affairs drastically. Rather than the fellow that just can't seem to get the right foot forward, no matter what he does or how hard he tries.
But this is the first person you call him up.
Well, he could be a fool if he was just.
What about someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money? you call him up.
Well, I call him a good money manager. Mayor may not call him.